This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And joining us on the Trocare College live line this morning, Steve Giroux is the president and CEO of 7 independent pharmacies across Western New York. We're talking, of course, about the closure of Rite Aid all over Western New York, nearly 70 stores impacting nearly 750 workers across Erie, Niagara, Chautauqua, and Cattaraugus counties. Steve, this is a humongous closure of pharmacies. I mean, even some of the closures we've seen with CVS and Rite Aid in the past, have you seen anything like this before?
Well, actually, Rite Aid did a similar thing in Michigan and Ohio. The entire states, all the pharmacies in those two states closed a year ago. So yes, we are seeing it progressively. Obviously, Rite Aid is in financial challenge. They've been, in bankruptcy a few times in the last few years. And it really comes down to the fact, and CVS closing stores and so on, Walgreens has its share of financial challenges. But as we have been advocating for many, many years, the payment system for pharmacies is broken. We have these middlemen that are monopolies called pharmacy benefit managers, PBMs, and they are oppressing pharmacies with unfair contract terms, unilateral unfair contract terms, non-transparent, very, very opaque. And just to give you an example, they pay pharmacies for many of these very expensive brand name drugs well below our cost of ingredients. No business can sustain that way. These new GLP-1s that everybody hears about, the president called them the fat drugs, they're $1,000 or $1,300 a month. And oftentimes when they're covered by insurance, the PBMs on behalf of the insurance pay pharmacies anywhere from $40 to $80 below our cost of the drug. No business can sustain that kind of loss. It's just impossible. And then when we do get paid properly, we might get $10 over the cost of the drug, cost of the ingredient. No business sells a $1,000 item for $1,000 plus 10. It just is not a sustainable business model. And it's led to problems, obviously, on a very large scale with the chains. We've lost over 400 independent pharmacies last year for the same kinds of problems. And the real problem of what happens when this occurs is that it creates what we call pharmacy deserts in many communities. Small communities, if they lose their pharmacy, inner city neighborhoods, if they lose their only pharmacy, that creates a pharmacy desert, a burden on patients who have to travel some distance to be able to get pharmacy services and connect with a new pharmacy or whatever. I will tell you that the independent pharmacies that are surviving in Western New York are trying to step up in a big way to absorb the vast number of patients that are looking for a new pharmacy. We're encouraging patients to establish a relationship with a new pharmacy and then simply talk to your doctors or your prescribers to get them to send their prescriptions to the new pharmacy. It's a very simple process. I know physicians' offices are sometimes hard to get a hold of, but there's no need to transfer. There's some fear that Rite Aid has transferred some of the prescription files to another pharmacy. That may occur. There may be some payments back and forth for that, but the reality of it is the patient's prescription is their own, and they can just have the prescriber send a new prescription, even if there were refills on the old one, to the new pharmacy of their choice. And like I say, pharmacies in Western New York are banding together, trying to step up and be able to absorb this very high number of patients who are seeking a new pharmacy and hopefully a superior level of pharmacy services that are available at independent community, small town pharmacy, family-owned pharmacies throughout Western New York.
Well, Steve, this is happening so fast. The closure of these Rite Aids is happening by next Wednesday. I mean, what's the impact on your pharmacies? What are you seeing in terms of seeing more patients come in and getting those prescriptions transferred?
We are inundated, quite honestly, Susan. We our pharmacy in North Tonawanda in particular is very, very close, a block away from a Rite Aid. And we are seeing the potential of tripling our volume because of that closure and the closure of another Rite Aid not too far away. And the calls are just coming in fast and furious. We've had to hire additional staffing, believe it or not, just to handle the phone calls. And like I say, the easiest way is for patients just to simply tell their prescribers where their new pharmacy is. And our world today is all electronic prescribing. We don't get written prescriptions very much anymore. So the prescriber simply sends an electronic prescription to the new pharmacy. And then we put those prescriptions on file until such time as the patient needs them. And then they tell us when they do need them. So at least we're prepared ahead of time. We typically need insurance information. So it's a good idea to call the pharmacy or stop in and, you know, introduce yourself, get your name, address, phone number, date of birth, allergies, and insurance information on file, and then we're ready to rock and roll. So we can do it fairly efficiently, but the large volume of patients that are needing to move and needing to find a new pharmacy is very, very challenging at best at this point in time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What does this mean for the landscape? You know, we've been talking about 750 workers losing their jobs. I'm wondering for the pharmacists, you know, a lot of those workers would be workers on the retail side of the Rite Aid. But for pharmacists, what is the job prospect? You know, obviously all these people at the Rite Aid would need to go somewhere else, but that doesn't mean that somewhere else would necessarily be looking to hire that many more people. How many job opportunities are there for pharmacists in Western New York?
Well, we're talking to one or two folks every single day about the potential of employment, and we will have to expand our employment base to a certain extent. We're trying to be able to absorb as much as we can without adding that expense. Obviously, that's the only way we can justify it with the very, very reduced reimbursements that we're experiencing. But that's a real problem, and we feel very bad for our colleagues that have worked for Rite Aid. I mean, I've talked to students all of my career, pharmacy students, and say, you know, it may not be the best situation to, you know, you think it might be a very secure environment in the big corporation entity, but obviously that's not always the case, and sometimes there's more security in operating your own business. Because at least you can control things and you can pivot and you can respond and respond to what's going on in the marketplace. Whereas sometimes big corporations are like turning a ship in a canal. It's very difficult to do. And it's a slow process, slow in coming. There's lots of levels. But we encourage young pharmacists to operate their own practice of pharmacy and then do it the way they're learning in pharmacy school rather than having to respond to the dictates of a big box corporation.
Steve, we're almost out of time, but as an independent pharmacy owner, would you consider buying any of these Rite Aid stores?
We are exploring that, Susan. You know, there are some great opportunities, we'll call them, because of the void that's being created in some markets. I'll talk about our town of Lockport, New York. You know, there were five Rite Aids a year ago or 2 years ago, and they closed one of them a while back, and now the other four are closing. There are some other pharmacy operators, the independent operators nearby, some of them, but not all of them. So we're looking at those opportunities where there is a void being created. But again, that takes capital, and I've said this many times. I'm a little bit embarrassed to say it, but my company, we have seven pharmacies. We're a $35 million company, and we have not made a net profit in over 5 years because of this payment methodology flaw. And it's pretty hard to get financing when you're not making a profit. And so that's the problem of trying to absorb what's going on in the marketplace. But we're going to do our best. And I think pharmacists throughout Western New York are looking at those opportunities. We're trying to absorb as much as we can with our existing operations. But when there is a void, I think I think of Niagara Street, not too far from your folks downtown. You know, there's a big Rite Aid there, and that's closing, and that creates a void in that marketplace. It's a pharmacy desert, as we call it, and trying to just all of a sudden reopen in that location is expensive and time consuming, and but important to the residents of those neighborhoods. I think the mayor addressed it the other day, and yeah, mayor's right. We need to find collective solutions to these problems. Many of us do deliver. And sometimes some of the service levels will be accommodated through our delivery services, even from a little bit further distance. But it is a crisis mode, and there is a bill in Albany. They have 8 more days of legislature that's called the PAPA bill, Patient Access to Pharmacies Act. And it's very important that legislation like that get passed because it reforms the payment model and stops this underwater payment system that's in place by these very, very, very wealthy, unregulated middlemen monopolies.
Steve, we were talking about the pharmacy desert and things like this and making that transition. I'm just wondering, from what you've seen from customers, what you might know out there, we've had a little bit of warning here with the Rite Aid closure, but, you know, this is kind of all of a sudden. Just the other day, they'll be closed in a week's time. Do you think, from what you know, that Rite Aid customers, people who have Rite Aid as their pharmacy, have a plan right now? I mean, have enough people made that plan? Have they had time to on what they're going to do next?
Well, based on the number of calls that we're getting, I think people have been somewhat aware of it. I think there was a little fumble on the part of Rite Aid because they initially had to issue their WARN notice for New York State laws in terms of labor. And so the first notice came out a month ago, obviously May 4th, a month before the June 4th deadline. And they have to say that, even though I think some of the pharmacies were hearing different reports. They might not close on June 4th. They might be towards the end of the month, maybe the beginning of July, whatever. But the reality of it is they are closing, and they're trying to make accommodations. I don't know that they're making accommodations, but they're trying to sell an asset of the prescription files, which is a diminishing valued asset. But they also fumbled, in my opinion, because they put out the WARN notice, and then they told their people, well, yeah, maybe it's not true. You know, might not happen that quickly, whatever. So there was a lot of misinformation being spread about, you know, when it was going to occur. But I think a lot of people have been proactive. Some of the people in our case have been thinking about making the change anyway, because if you've been into a Rite Aid store for the last 6 months, they're totally desolate. They're empty. The shelves are bare. And so obviously something was going on there because of their bankruptcy situation. And it's a tough circumstance for all concerned, because those staff, the pharmacists and staff people at Rite Aid, are very, very stressed. And they're getting bombarded with calls. And then consequently, we're getting bombarded with calls for people that want to establish a new relationship with a pharmacy. And that's what we encourage people to do, is really find a new place, make a relationship, establish a relationship with the pharmacy there, even if it's a little bit more distant. You know, ask about delivery services if that's a concern. And we will do our best to accommodate the need, for sure.
Well, Steve, thanks so much for joining us this morning and for all you're doing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.